Viewer discretion is advised.
God,
brand new.
Good to be back.
Episode 24. We're here. We're there. We're everywhere.
Honey.
Trying to survive. You guys heard me a million times. I'm trying to be that dad surviving, but I think I'm doing it, you know? Barely, though.
Unbelievable.
I got you here.
I don't know how.
I don't know how either. It was a hell of a day.
I know it took a mad girlfriend for me, so. That's
oh. Yeah. I don't want to think about that, right? Let's not get on that. A little different format, guys. I wanted to bring in someone. I wanted to do an interview. I brought in a, do I dare say, co-host. I'm not really going to be interviewing him, but he's a similar individual like I am.
Co-host, huh? Wow.
I mean, we'll see how it goes, you know? But co-host for today, he's a dad. He's not quite a...
Awesome dad. Awesome father. Really good looking for the ladies that listen to my friend here. You know what I mean?
Oh, this guy, he likes to talk third person. I love it. Clay, I want you to say hello to the audience.
Hey.
Oh, my God. I haven't had someone in the in my...
For quite some time.
Really? Yeah. The Tinder expert was the last time.
Right.
Not, then
that
I go,
wasn't bad. I feel like that wasn't bad.
Yeah, but now I think he's got a girlfriend.
Uh-oh. Bring him back on.
I'm like Kelly Ripton. You know what I mean? She brings in someone new all the time, and I'm Kelly tonight. Don't have the lifestyle of Kelly, though. I had a horrible day in the rain. I guess I need to be watching the fucking weather report more because I didn't know it was going to be raining literally cat and dog. No, but it was raining big-ass drops, sizes of cats and dogs.
Might as well be raining cars because there was a lot of traffic out today.
Where's the fucking geostorm? I didn't know fucking... Katrina Part 2 was going to hit SF, you know what I mean? I was looking for that Jake Gyllenhaal running out and telling people to fucking run and shit. I got soaked. I didn't bring an umbrella. I got the delivery jacket on. I'm looking like a blue-collar dad, but I'm looking like a wet blue-collar dad. That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It wasn't cool, you know?
That's all right. At least you're working.
We're rolling, you know? That's the thing about podcasts. It's like being on a pirate ship. You don't know what's going to be thrown at you. It could be a shark. Could be another pirate.
Yeah,
it could be a broad that turned into a witch that wants to read your fucking fortune. I don't know.
It could get real scurvy. You know what I mean? Arr.
Write that down.
Batten the fucking hatches down.
I love that.
Let's go. Let's go.
So who I have with me, he's a modern barbarian.
Oh, come on.
He's a modern barbarian. Well, is that too much?
Well, I feel like I'm pretty close to medium fat as well.
That's how I can relate to this guy.
Because I'm not, you know, I'm not in the gym. I don't work out like that. I mean, I'm just lucky that I have big shoulders. Other than that, you know.
Listen, there's a benefit to being big. And I'm starting to learn that as you get older, and Clay's a little older. He's in his mid-30s. Let's be honest, guy. He's not.
You could probably tell in my voice. You know,
oh, he sounds like Barry White's nephew.
This is the mid-30s athlete's dad's voice.
Oh. Now.
Son, you could take her to prom, just be home by 1:30. You know what I mean?
So, you know that rain was horrible, right?
Oh, God.
You know, and it's not cool to be drenched in that rain.
No, it's not.
Even if you sound like Barry White, looking like a wet dog is not cool at all.
Absolutely not.
But we're making it. We're driving through. Here's something that I noticed today on the road that just really baffled my mind. Bumper stickers. Guy, we get it. Your kid got on a roll 10 times last year.
Oh, at least.
At least,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God.
And then, you know, I'm a blue-collar guy. He sees that I got my sweatshirt and the fucking Dickie jacket. And he's pointing at his fucking bumper sticker. Look at my kid on a roll. Look at 3 degrees. Guy, you could take your 3 degrees. Put them up your butt, because guess what? You can be too smart for your own doing. I'm glad I went through the stuff I went through. Street life. That's the university I went to. Fuck Oaksterdam. Fuck Yale. Fuck Stanford. Fuck Miami University. Fuck the U. Fuck Penn State and those pedophiles. I went to fucking Street Life University on the corner of Leavenworth and Telegraph. Fuck it. Okay, guy? Right
next to Cal. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, I get fired up. These bumper stickers are like an F you to the face. Let's have some, you know what? Fuck it, I'm going to start making medium fat bumper stickers. You're my witness.
Your kid made the honor roll for medium fat award of the year.
Hey, we give awards out for everything else. Why not, right? I'm just trying to fit in, guy.
You know what I got to say about that? Hey, kid, welcome to the league.
Oh, yeah, we're there.
Basically.
Welcome to the league, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely not thin. I got a beer gut, I think.
You know, it's all right to have that body. We were talking about that. You're talking about your big shoulders and being big. I've been big my whole life. I've been preparing myself to be the barbarian that I'm turning into as we speak.
You look great.
I'm losing weight. I'm losing weight. I got an AC/DC back in black shirt.
But you actually running shit.
Yeah, bro. I run 5Ks.
I play softball, okay? But you're running 3 miles.
I got a thing about softball. They can be aggressive out there, too.
It's crazy. Yeah, they play with some good players.
Yeah, but they can be mean, too. Right? They're savages out there. They're doing lines. They're drinking beer.
Oh, yeah.
They're staying away from the wife and kids, and they're reliving their MLB days, correct?
Well, yeah, 1 hour at a time, yeah.
1 hour at a time. Yeah. I like that. 1 hour at a time.
I try to tell my lady, look, it's only 1 hour out of the day.
Right.
But then it's kind of not because you got to drive there, right? This is the way she puts it. You got to drive there.
All
right. You play the game. You bullshit with your friends afterwards, right? Have a beer. And then you got to drive back. So, and actually, every time I go, I turn it into 2 hours. But that's just me. You know what I mean?
Maybe we shouldn't have taken so many hits of the old Mary Jane before the episode. Guess what, guy? They have to expect us to take that time for ourselves. If you don't take the time out, hear me out, Clay. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
If you don't take the time out to do stuff for yourself and you have to be with your family 24/7, you're going to lose it. It's going to end in a divorce. It's going to end in a murder. I'm serious. You need to separate yourself and do something for you. And that's what you do for the softball. God bless this guy. No round of applause. I forgot I'm doing a podcast.
Right.
I think I'm doing a live stand-up routine.
Right.
But episode 24, I didn't think I was going to make it here. I really didn't. We had technical difficulties because I brought the energy here. This place wasn't expecting my energy, and I brought it here with the fucking rain, too. But you keep moving. You keep surviving. We got Clay here.
Unbelievable.
This guy, he should make the honor roll for being a barbarian. You know what I mean? Rewrite the Conan Barbarian movie.
I just want to be in the next Game of Thrones as a wildling.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Cast me in that. You know what sucks though? I'm fucking bald. Okay? I would give anything to have this guy's set of hair.
Oh,
right here.
He's pointing.
You know what I mean? He looks just like, by the way, the guy who owns the studio, producer, looks like Jon Snow. You know what I mean? I don't even want Snow. I want one of the wildlings, just the wild thing that lives out in the woods, you know? Don't bring me to civilization. Don't try to change me.
I'll go
up on the wall and have soup and shit, eat bread.
Here's the thing. Knock the bread
out. But I'm going back to the wood. I'm going back to the woods.
You need to start training yourself.
To the trees.
Start training yourself. Start getting it going.
I got to start training. What does that mean? Like, I got to do those mud runner things? I'm not doing that.
Okay.
First of all, we were just talking about how much we hate the goddamn rain.
True.
You know what I mean?
Here's the thing about those. Those don't train you for if North Korea wants to drop a nuke on us.
That's for
sure. Have you seen Red Dawn? Has anyone seen the fucking Red Dawn, the original, not the new one? The new one is... Okay, let's go back to the original. I sat my son down the other day and made him watch that movie. You have to prepare him. I make my kid ride his bike every day. Put that phone down. The last time my kid had the phone more than like 20 minutes, he was watching ISIS-sponsored YouTube videos.
I guarantee you.
And the next morning, hear me out. The next morning, I wake up, my wife's still asleep, I gotta get up early and make coffee because I'm a gentleman, and he's got all the blankets laid out. I swear to God, guys, I got the photo to prove it. He's got all the blankets laid out, and I'm thinking, no more phone. This guy's watching ISIS videos. People have been getting recruited all around. I'm not just being paranoid. You've seen it in the news.
I've seen it. I've seen it on the web for sure.
How else are they gonna recruit you? They can't come over here in a business suit and say, "Hey, I'm." They're next to the Marines. It's Marines, Navy, Army, ISIS. No, they can't do that. So they rattly go through the internet and they try to get our kids. That's why you go back to the Red Dawn level. You run them. You make sure they're eating bread and clam chowder, soups only, okay? And that fucking hard sourdough bread.
New England?
New England, the white only.
Oh, okay.
You go
only.
Red, don't talk to me. Disfriend me, okay?
Yeah.
Who eats red clam chowder? You know what I mean? What are we, Berkeley, 1976? You train them. I want to train. I'm starting to want to do jiu-jitsu and fucking karate. I'm ready to go because I'm so paranoid. You know what? I did Alex Midnight for the podcast because I was afraid of the old drug dealers that I ripped off to come get my ass. But guess what? Trump just announced he wants to do the fucking death penalty for opiate
addicts.
Maybe the addicts too. But
clean up the streets.
The drug dealers. That's what he was talking about. And I know that's a little intense. That's like the Philippines and that crazy maniac over there. But you know what? Bad part of my life. But now it's like these drug dealers don't have any power. I feel like, I feel like saying their name, but I'm not. I don't want to get stabbed. You guys really thought I was going to say one of their names. I'm not that confident in this Trump guy. Jeez, did you see his fucking son?
No, I didn't.
Son's getting a divorce.
I don't
Donald,
pay much attention to him.
You know we shouldn't. Let's drop the politics. It's too much. Once you bring that in, then I say stuff I don't mean, and then I'm getting emails to my producer saying, this guy needs to be kicked off the radio. He's too much like Joe Rogan. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying, okay? We're not perfect. But you know what? I'm going to watch my tongue. I'm going to watch my mouth, and I'm really going to give you guys the message, and I'm talking too much. I want to bring you in.
I'm in.
You're in, okay? How do you feel about being a dad nowadays?
Oh, it feels great, man. Actually, I just got the head coaching job for my son's basketball team, which I'm super stoked about. I feel like I'm going to turn – and actually, I actually have a girl on my team as well. So I'm actually more stoked about that because I think that I'm going to turn her into a great basketball star. You know what I mean? That's what we do. We turn kids into great basketball stars by having fun. And that's what athlete dads are all about, dude. You know what I mean?
I've been trying to start this trend. This guy has been with me since day one. Not just the medium fat saying, which I hope you guys are using that hashtag. Not the men do hashtag, which I hope you guys are using.
I mean, hold on. If you're medium fat, you know who you are. I feel like that's one category between – you know, all the other ones that you look in the mirror and you go, okay, I could lose a little bit of weight, but I could go to the bar and probably pull them right now.
Right. Honestly. You know? And can I, just for the audience, they don't know you, do you have a degree? Street life degree. This guy, that's why we clicked. We got the same background. This guy, come on. I don't want to get in details. We're on Apple Music and YouTube and Spotify and Zipper and Duper and Tinder and Bumble. So this guy was kind of in the same boat.
At least he didn't say Backpage. You know?
I should have. They should put podcasts on there. This guy, he's like my De Niro. I'm like Pesci. He's like De Niro. We have a little, maybe we should be in witness protection. I don't know. We have a little, eesh. Maybe we'll get into that one day. But for today, we're talking about being an athlete's dad. That's great.
Me.
You know what? You got a girl on the team. You're breaking down walls.
Breaking
not
down
building
walls.
Them. We got to break down walls, not build them.
Right. Absolutely. It's all about equality on my squad. You know what I mean?
Really, it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I'm just excited to do this because this is like a bucket list thing for me, you know? I always wanted to coach. I think before I even had kids, I was like, I always wanted to be a coach for my kids' team, whether it be girls or boys. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm just fortunate enough that my kid likes the sport. And when he doesn't, he doesn't. You know? Like, I really wanted to play baseball because I play softball and I love baseball, right? That's America's pastime.
Really is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, $8, $10 beers.
That's all you can do is take your kid to the baseball
game.
And
you know what? I feel like when you get out there and you got no choice but to buy the beer, but goddamn it, that's baseball.
Yeah, you got to.
You know what I mean?
Even if you're Christian, you got
to. Honestly, do a side job or something before you go to the AIDS game.
You know what I mean? Do a little DoorDash, guy.
Yeah,
come on, man. Lighten up a little bit.
Drive somebody in a Lyft there or something so you can get one more beer.
People should be mandatory to drink a beer. If you're an AA guy, you got to drink an Old Duels with a lime in it, okay, guy? We have to be on the same page here, guy. And that page is relaxing. We're not relaxed enough. I may be relaxed enough. but we're sure not relaxed enough, especially in this rain. Were you driving in this rain?
Yeah, I driving it all day. I was driving big loader, front-end loaders in this rain.
Are you kidding me? What's a front-end loader?
It's just like a big Tonka toy. It's bright yellow. It's got some big old fucking monster tires on it and a big old bucket in the front. You drive it with a steering wheel and some sticks.
Try doing that, guys. Try stepping away from the computer one day.
I'm feeling like I should make front page of the Times the way you know what I mean?
Oh, this guy.
Oh, these people are wondering right now, what the fuck does this guy
I
look
swear
like?
To God.
He could probably be the ugliest motherfucker on the planet.
Especially
now that we know he wants to be a wildling.
It's great I got you here. It's really great.
Right. Everybody thinks I'm in the Game of Thrones too, probably. But yeah, hey, I watched the whole thing. You know, what do you expect? It's fucking crazy.
I don't know. We came in here a little bushy-eyed, and we've dealt with some technical difficulties, but we're here. We're just staying alive. We're keeping it going. I'm going to blow your mind here. I really wanted to blow your mind. We're going to get back to maybe some things I was upset about. But real quick, I wanted to blow your mind. Because I don't know if you heard about this. And we don't have a clip lined up, so I'm going to do this and try to explain to you as much as I can. Oh, my God. This is going to freak you out. I'm building it up. And I don't even know if I see him looking at me at the corner of his eye. He doesn't even know what I'm gonna fucking say. He's nervous.
Yeah, everybody.
You guys need to go in.
You might pull out a fucking gun right now, shoot us both, and keep talking for 6 days straight. You know what I mean?
I may be crazy, but I'm not gonna go Christopher Cruz crazy, okay? I am gonna say this. You need to hit the YouTube right now, and you need to look up Neuralink. Neuralink is a new company that Elon Musk bought. Because Elon, out of everyone that is in the robotics and the tech company, is the only one scared of what AI is going to do to us in the future, okay? And this Neuralink is this new thing that a company is testing out. They tested on rats. They haven't done human trials. That's BS. It's a mesh that goes over your brain, and you're able to load information from the computer to your brain.
I'm not doing that, bro. Bottom line.
That's the way I thought.
I'm not fucking doing that.
That's the crazy. Way I thought. And if you showed the needle, so they put a needle in your head.
I'm out. Right there, I'm out. If you sign something that says put a needle in the center of my fucking head, then you deserve a needle in the center of your head, pal. Straight up.
Yeah. Well, here's my thing, though. That's the way I thought at first.
You're talking about the guy from Tesla?
Yeah.
Okay. What's crazy is I saw a solar panel. I did a whole thing on these solar panels today in Home Depot. The guy gave me the spiel. I accidentally walked by him. Oh, my God. So it's a solar – it's a big battery charger, and it powers solar panels like everybody has on their roof, right? All the rich people, because that's all who can afford the fucking solar panels that they have out, right? This guy's talking about reversing your electric bill and all this stuff on this thing that hangs on the wall, just nothing under it. It says Tesla on it.
Okay.
He's going to change the future. This guy's telling me he's going to change the future.
So that's what you got from it.
I mean, you know what I got from it? I got, dude, I'm not paying for another bill.
Here's my thing. Can we jump back to the mesh in the brain for a sec?
Bro, I'm out. I'm not doing that.
Here's my thing with the mesh in the brain. You got to keep up with the robots. I don't know if I trust Elon, but he bought the company to kind of protect us and make sure it goes in the right direction. Because the way robotics are going... And this is my thing, guys. It's not just me coming up with conspiracies. This is real. You can look up DARPA Robotics. That's in Massachusetts. You can look up this Neuralink. AI is coming. Are you ready? I heard on the news today, they already got robots picking strawberries. There goes California's main producer of income. You know what I mean?
And could be worse, dude.
Could be worse, right? I don't know. I just want to make sure that I stay an athlete's dad, keep training my son for a Red Dawn event, keep working out, keep doing push-ups, keep doing my 5Ks in the middle of the night looking like Jeffrey Dahmer out there. Like, why is this guy running at midnight?
Chasing something down. Who is this guy?
Right, is this guy hunting rabbits in the middle of the night?
Why does this guy run past my house three times super fast?
Guy, I was beyond medium fat. Then I started exercising and started realizing AI is coming. You got to watch out more for your kid now than ever before. They thought the Cold War was a big deal. That wasn't even a fart sound effect. That was me making a fart noise. This thing is coming, guys, and I'm not trying to scare you to death, but it's coming. My guess, he's like, I don't know if I should have came for the podcast. I just scared the shit out of him. But I just wanted to take that moment and just... you guys can pick it up now and we get going.
When I watched that show with the zombies with Rick and Carl, what the fuck is it called? Yes, Walking Dead. Thank you. So my girlfriend's like, if that ever happened, I'm killing you. I'm killing the kid. I'm killing myself. I'm killing everybody we love. And I'm like, you're a fucking psychopath. You know what I mean? She's like, because I don't want everybody to actually live through that. And here's how I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it. I got like 3 baseball bats in my car trunk right now. You know what I mean? I got one that's brand new with not even a fucking scratch on it that's like $300. I will take that $300 bat and smash every zombie pumpkin head in the fucking town, dude.
But can you get the blood on you? That's
and have
thing.
A blast.
Some zombies, you can't get the blood on you. What
they
kind of
wiping blood all over their face and walking by the zombies. That show, you know what? I actually liked that show at one point, but then it just kind of...
I couldn't get into it.
It got,
yeah,
well, it got
too
a little
much.
Far. It got really predictable.
I get eat. Enchiladas and eat food when there's fucking zombies eating people. I can't watch. That kind of got me off the horror thing. I turned on Black Mirror the other day. Guys, don't check out this episode. The Black Museum. It's on the newest season of Black
Mirror.
Oh,
I've seen it.
Okay, we could talk about this.
I'm actually a fan of that show.
I like it too, but they went too far. Hear me out. They went too far with the doctor. You remember the guy who got pleasure from pain? That was way too much. He started cutting up his face and stuff, and I'm trying to eat dinner there with my wife. I got my kid playing with toys right there. Maybe he shouldn't be in the room. And I'm like, guy, the last Black Mirror I watched was about fucking Star Trek. And now I'm watching one, and it's like a Hostile Part 5. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
It was pretty crazy, huh? It was like, yeah.
Yeah.
It was almost had that weird Hostile vibe.
Oh, it was
like,
too
is
much.
This guy going to get his head cut off after at the end of this? Or
remember, he's just stabbing the homeless guy at the
yeah.
end. And the cops
oh,
are like, oh,
my
God. And he's like coming. He's like, ah. It was too much.
It was too much.
My wife? She almost had to take a Xanax after that episode. It was too much. Well, I'm not one for pills, but goddamn, they give me one too. Shit. I had to put Frasier on after that. I don't look at that fucking dog to make me happy again. Oh. RIP that dad, though. He was fire.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, he was in that Bruce Willis movie. Remember the one with the boat? Remember the one with the boat? He's the police dad. He's the police guy.
Die Hard?
It's after Die Hard. It was the police one. He's on the river. Bruce Willis, he's a cop on the river in Pittsburgh, and the crazy crack guy is the killer. Tom Sizemore, he's the killer. Anyways, you don't remember it.
Hold on, man. Are you talking about Cop Out?
No. With Tracy Morgan? No. Yeah. Earlier, early 90s. Early 90s.
Well, I was
going
as fast as I can.
Keep looking. Dude, keep looking. Early 90s. You know, we're honoring Bruce Willis here. He just had a birthday. I didn't know he shared a birthday with Harvey Weinstein. Kind of feel bad for that.
You know, sharing birthdays with people was kind of cool. I actually happened to share a birthday with somebody.
Who?
Muhammad Ali.
You know who I share a birthday with?
Who?
The greatest crazy guy who went crazy and came back, Jack Nicholson.
Did he actually go crazy, though? Or was he just being Jack?
There's a clip.
I fucking love
There's
Jack
a clip
Nicholson,
when Heath Ledger died, there was a clip, and he said, I told him to be careful, or told him to be, you know, the something about coming back, because they go so far in the deep. You know, Heath Ledger was doing pills with the Olsen twins and was really getting insane for the Joker.
What about First Kill? You seen that?
Is that the one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think it is First Kill. Guys, check this out. If you want to honor the great Bruce Willis, this is what I want you to do. I've been trying to drag this guy, but we have lives, unfortunately. That's what happens when you get close to your 30s.
No, that's what happens when you get a girlfriend. That's what happens when you get serious.
Oh, he's in a serious relationship? Yeah. I'm in a serious relationship?
You know what, though? I'm good with it.
I'm great with it. You got to come to terms with it.
I have so many benefits that come along with my situation. It's not even funny. So, but I'll get here. I would like to do this more often. I get here as much as I can, you know?
You know, this might be an episode on training. You know, I wanted to bring this up for you. It's a little crazy. We talk about protecting our families. I don't know if your girlfriend wants to protect yours. These bombs going off in Austin, Texas.
Oh,
it's scary.
Filth. It's bad. Yeah, the world is...
It's too much, guy.
What are you
going to
do?
That's what I say. It's too much.
All you can do is what? Prepare.
That's all you got to do is prepare.
I know.
You turn in.
Just start digging a hole in your backyard. Go to fucking Home
Depot. You gotta say it again what you need to do, guy. Rent the movie, train the kid, train yourself, eat healthy, run. You know what? I'm gonna go on a limb here. I'm hoping there's some supporters out there. Buy a gun. Learn how to use it and buy and protect yourself because this world is crazy. There was another shooting in Baltimore. We're talking about this on the way over here.
Yeah, two people died.
I don't even want to send my kid to school without training him.
Yeah.
I might have to hire Mr. Miyagi and get him over here, have my kid clean the fucking bathroom, teach him from my manners, pissing on the fucking seat, and then fucking train him for fucking Skynet and the bullies, you know what I mean? Bullies are, I think, worse than they have ever been.
So would you be more freaked out, speaking of Skynet, if the liquid Terminator invaded us or the fucking mechanical one?
Oh, I'd go your girlfriend, just kill my whole family if the liquid one's coming. There's no chance, bro. Unless you're hanging by lava in Hawaii, you got no chance, bro.
Oh, God, the liquid one, the Earth is dead.
Because what got him was the lava, right?
Right.
So what I would do is fly to fucking Kona or Hawaii, wherever that volcano is, and fucking stay there, boogie. Have the blue
email
teeth
to
going.
Inferno, man, and fucking. Hey, can you hang out with my family for about infinity?
Oh,
God.
That's what. Great idea. I love that.
What's
so fired
what's
up.
The Marvel guy? The Marvel guy that's on fire.
Human Torch.
Oh yeah, Human Torch is good. In a situation like that, he's melting everything. If you think about it, he might be. I mean,
let's bring it back to reality, guy. Human Torch is not real. Okay.
Well, neither is zombies invading the fucking Earth.
That's not real either, but AI is.
AI.
So we keep training them. We keep going.
You talking about Allen Iverson, dude?
Oh, practice?
If
no,
Allen
we
Iverson,
need practice.
If Allen Iverson invades this town, we're fucked. That dude's a savage.
And I want, you know what, the next episode, I want you guys to mark this on your calendar, is episode 25, I'm calling out someone.
Oh,
I'm calling out someone to fight in
a
celebrity fight.
Not a drug dealer.
Not
right?
a drug dealer.
Oh, thank God.
Not a presidential candidate.
I'm going to call in sick that day. Don't call
you guys,
the drug dealer.
I might have to do a live video, okay? I'm calling out someone. He's in the martial arts. I'll just give you that. And I'll fight for charity.
Oh, my God. I want to guess who it
prove,
is so bad, but I'm not going to.
I want to prove something. The only fight I won, I tackled the guy. I can't tell you the rest of my moves because I don't want to give away if my opponent is listening. But I've been running and training, and I'm telling you, I've been grunting while I run. People are looking at me like I'm Harvey Weinstein's nephew. You know what I mean? I'm a candidate.
Yeah. Fucking bad.
But I'm not. I'm training. I'm telling you guys, I'm not saying the apocalypse is coming. I'm not a Christian Wright guy, but I'm just saying, we need to stay savage. We need to stay athlete's dad. And if you're not a dad yet, just
hang in there.
Hang in there.
Yeah.
You'll be
Don't
an athlete's
on
dad.
Drugs.
You'll be an
That's
athlete's
all I'm
gal.
Hey.
You'll be an athlete's mom.
Right. If
One
you,
day you
if
will.
If you have a drug problem, have kids. That'll end the shit real quick. And if it doesn't, goddamn, you're an asshole.
Oh.
God.
Well, maybe you're not ready for it.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't want a kid to go through that. Anyway.
No, you know what?
Let's reel it back in.
Yeah, reel it back in.
Depressing.
You don't have to have kids. Let's stop being morbid. Do you see how dads, give us a break. Dads, you get two dads in the room and a couple puffs and we're getting, you know, we're getting deep.
That's, I'm just glad there's no beer here.
If he had cocaine, beer, and heroin, I'd do all three right now. I'm so fired up. I love it. I don't even know what this podcast is about, but I just love it. I just love training and being here and steaming up the windows. I got so much hot air going out right now. They should call me DJ Hot Air. You know? Speaking of that, I'm DJing my first gig in a long time.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm DJing my own birthday party.
Right. I heard some of the set list. Hey, I like it.
But I played some of the set list. I'm at one for throwing birthday parties for oneself and being that vain. But guess what, guy? If you throw a party for yourself once a decade, you can be that vain. And
I feel
that's
like
what
you
I
can,
do.
Too. You know what? You should wear any kind of sport coat you want.
You know what I was thinking about doing?
What?
Wearing a turtleneck with, like, a gold, like, Sister Mary chain.
Oh.
With, like, black slacks,
You're
black shoes with
a
hair slicked back. Maybe with some shades on.
Talking about a rosary?
Not the rosary. Oh. That's too much. I'm talking about, like, the gold chain with, like, St. Christopher or something right there.
That's
some,
cool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even though I'm, like, not really religious, I just looking, you know
you
what I mean?
The,
like,
you want the vibe.
I'm on extra protection, guy. I got St. Christopher here,
it's
man.
It's my goddamn birthday. I should be able to get whatever I want.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? So,
I can
guys,
cry
if you,
I want to.
If you got a birthday coming up, throw yourself a birthday party. You know what I mean? And I'm DJing it. I get to play the tunes I want.
Oh.
How
hey,
great
you
is
know
that?
What? Hey, you know what? Your music ain't, taste ain't fucking bad, guy. At all.
No, no, it really isn't. You know what I mean? It really isn't. You got to be cocky sometimes, but you got to be cocky when you know to be cocky. But, you know, I was talking in the beginning of the podcast, we're having technical difficulties. I think geostorm's coming. I think water's going to flood the studio. I think I'm next to Jake Gyllenhaal waiting for Dennis Quaid to show up for the geostorm survive savior. I don't know where with that. But something I dealt with the rain. You tell me about this. You've gone to San Francisco in the rain. People just walking, not in the crosswalk, just running across the street with their umbrellas. And I can't see well because it's raining and it's a little steamy
you
in
got
the
glasses?
Car. No, it's steamy and stuff. And
okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I got to watch out for those people. But this is the thing that really irks me. I'm behind one of those people that lets everyone go. It's their turn. I'm trying to get on the Bay Bridge, but they let the big truck come in. The guy doing construction.
It's moving at like 1 mile an hour.
He works for the fucking union. He's been paid $30 an hour, and you're letting him in when I've been waiting 40 minutes just to go up one block to get on the Bay Bridge to come here and do the podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's pretty.
I mean, we barely got here.
I can see how that'd be frustrating. You know, especially if you're sitting behind a car for a pretty long time.
I'm ready to give up the driving job.
Because you were fired up when you came over to get me, for sure.
I'm fired up right now. I'm ready to pox someone. I'm going to break it down. If you guys are still hanging, episode 25, I'm challenging Jackie Chan. I'm doing the research before the fucking episode. I'm challenging that guy to a celebrity, not a death match, but a fight match.
Oh, I hope he fucking calls.
I hope he. Now with social media, I'm going to get the producer on it. I'm going to get the athlete's dad on it.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to fight him.
I'll be the referee.
I'm serious.
I'll be the guy who breaks him up when he's, you know what I mean? I'll be the guy who saves somebody's life.
Here's the twist. If he comes here, we're going to go to Dublin. We're going to fight on skates at Golden Skate.
Oh, yes. Yes.
There's no way I'm losing with Jackie Chan on skates
absolutely.
At 55.
I've been wanting to, you know what's crazy? I've been wanting to go to that place. I can't skate, dude, at all. But you know what? I'm willing to learn because I want to throw on some funk. You know what I mean?
People don't realize that dads, like when you become older and become a dad and you have that shady past that maybe you did blow, maybe you didn't. All those old fucking 92 blow feelings, they come back.
They do come back.
And you're on the skates with your family, and in your head, you're like, I'm with my buddies right now trying to pick up chicks. It's like a time warp. I want to go skating right now. I want to call Jackie from the skating ring and say, guy, I'm serious about this, too. You guys think I'm joking around and, you know, trying to...
How many views would that get?
A million.
Can you imagine? That would make
First
him
hour.
So much money.
I'm not trying
if
to make
got,
him win money.
No,
I'm trying
no,
to prove a point that put
I don't
me
see
in the
what,
movie,
I'm
guy.
Saying, what I'm saying is there's no reason why he shouldn't do that. He should confide you on skates and man up.
Bro, I'm medium faggot.
You're calling him out tomorrow. Or no, next week.
Maybe tomorrow. I don't know. I'm so fired up about it. His movies have reminded me of Diarrhea in the Streets. I swear to God, I'm not lying. I'm not using
come
this
on.
As a reference.
Jackie Chan is...
Old Jackie Chan's cool, but guy...
I mean, I don't think
retire.
He's...
Retire. You need to learn how to retire. Jet Li's retired. He's chilling.
I was just going to say he's not Jet Li.
Shoot, Jet Li is fire. He'll pull on AP. Jackie Chan won't touch a gun. That's why I know I can beat him up.
Jackie Chan, you're saying...
You know what I mean? I know I can beat up Jackie Chan because he won't touch a gun or a knife or nunchucks. I'll pick up whatever. I come from the guy who grew up on Bruce Lee. That's part of the training, guys. Throw that in the package. I should make a 59.99... athlete's dad starter kit with the movie, the diet plan.
The Bruce Willis movie?
Yeah.
Maybe a clip, your favorite clip.
Okay, so I was born in 88. That's when Die Hard came out. You got to throw that in here. But you got to throw in the Bruce Lee. Those moves can go wonders. You bring that back out when they're evading and you're taking down a whole squad. Just watching YouTube Bruce Lee moves. Guys, this is real life.
That's
this is real life. You have to train. Hey, guys, I wanted to wrap it up here, okay? I appreciate, Clay, you coming in.
Oh, it's been awesome.
All right? And you guys, you need to keep listening. I want to thank my producer, Paul, for letting us come in the studio today. I want to give his podcast a shout-out, NPC Podcast. I want you guys to go check that out. It's on silvertongueaudio.org. which my podcast is also on. Check out these podcasts. Go to the website, silvertongueaudio.org. And thank you guys. Really. Love you guys. Appreciate it.
Later. Wow.